what?
The New Yorker accepted my short story?
Mrs. Quick read my essay, How Math Applies to Real Life. She liked it so much, she wants me to read it in front of our math class.
That's wonderful! Isn't it, Zelda? 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 Attention, Zelda!
Did you say something? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to present a paper at a big scientific symposium in the other realm, and I have so much more research to do.
Oh, that's okay. I just wanted to tell you about my... Aunt Zelda? Aunt Zelda!
I am really worried about her. She hasn't eaten or slept in days. She's even been too busy to disapprove of me.
She must be dead.
She's been working too hard. She needs to relax. Maybe we could try aromatherapy or a mallet? I know what to do.
Aloha! It's hopeless. I guess you and I might as well have a luau.
No, thanks. My time might make me groggy for homeroom.
The cat could party.
I'm Betsy Ross. You need a flag by when?
So, what did Mrs. Quick like best about your essay?
That my ideas were clear and concise.
Clear, concise, got it. Next time I write an essay, I'll be sure to be fuzzy and wordy. That way I'll avoid the terror you're about to endure.
What are you talking about? It's just in front of a few other students. What's the big deal?
Sabrina, guess what? I liked your essay so much, I've arranged for you to read it in front of all of the math classes in school.
Valerie seems to think there's something stressful about speaking in public. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't get stressed. I get hives.
Feed me.
Is she still working?
She's supposed to feed me every half hour. I'm so weak. I'm in the mood for crepes.
Don't worry. I've come up with a plan to bring Zelda back to reality.
Or you could feed me.
Divide that by equal parts of... Must need new glasses.
Zelda, you have us all really worried.
I'm trying to attain a deeper understanding of molecules. I want to ennoble humanity.
I know, and that has to stop right now.
You have been working too hard. I can't just stop cold turkey.
Turkey? Please!
Don't worry. I've come up with a plan that will keep you occupied and relaxed all at the same time. Come with me. Now! We've always wanted to organize the family photos, and you'll be able to keep busy without working yourself into a frenzy.
Oh, I've always loved this picture of Uncle Toots. I'll put it right here.
Good.
Oh, this is relaxing. But maybe Cousin Emma's photo would be better on this page.
Zelda.
Let's see. Uncle Toots's black hair would look best next to Uncle Emma's yellow teeth.
Zelda!
Or should I arrange them by head size?
Oh. Aren't you going to congratulate me? I'm your new spring queen.
We haven't voted for that yet.
Voting. You're so naive. Come Friday and the gap between us will be even greater due to my royal station.
I genuflect, but my tater tots are getting cold.
Well, I'm going out for track again.
But last year you impaled yourself on the hurdles.
Yes, but on the bright side, I discovered I also enjoy food through a tube.
Hey, did you hear? Sabrina's reading her essay to all the math classes.
Oh, man, that's brave.
What's the big deal? I mean, what could go wrong?
You might start vomiting.
And let's not forget sweating. Or sweating's emotional cousin, weeping.
But none of these things are shameful. Unless you have a problem with a nickname like Pit Stains.
Sabrina, here's some good news. It took some doing, but I convinced Mr. Kraft to let you read your essay at tomorrow's assembly. Does this look infected? So, tomorrow's assembly. I'll be in the front row, just like I was for Titanic. Only this will be way more disastrous.
I've got to find Mr. Kraft and tell him I can't do this.
You have to do it. It's all set. I tried to get Steve Allen, but he's already booked, so now it's all up to you.
It's just an assembly.
Oh, no, no. It is the first assembly that Principal LaRue has put me in charge of, so it has to be a great speech. We are talking FDR's first inaugural address. We are talking Lincoln at Gettysburg. We are talking Billy Crystal at the Oscars. It has to be that good.
Pitstain Spellman does have a certain ring to it.
This is so good.
A sour ball I found under the couch.
Hey, how was school?
Awful. I have a big problem. I gotta talk to Aunt Zelda.
Wait a minute. Why do you always go to Zelda with your problems? I mean, I'm your aunt, too. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Okay. Well, I have to read an essay at an assembly, and I'm terrified.
Oh, this is a problem. Have you considered running away from it?
That was my first thought.
Boy, Aunt Hilda, you know, sometimes you really underestimate me.
Wait, wait, give me a second chance. I know. You know, a little fear can be a good thing. You just have to learn to live with it and deal with it.
That is good advice. But not what I wanted to hear. What am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do? Do you think I should talk to Zelda?
Is that a Jolly Rancher under the table?
Zelda, Sabrina has a problem.
Uncle Morris's picture will completely destroy the Uncle Emmett sequence.
Zelda? Zelda?
Danger, Will Robinson.
Zelda? Zelda, what happened? Speak to me.
Oh, I love your lipstick. You are a classy broad. You got culture.
Come again?
Come on, dollface. Let's do the Charleston.
Something has happened to Zelda. I have to deal with it. Okay, dancing is not the answer.
Sabrina? When are you going to come out from under your blanket?
Never!
Don't be afraid. Life is short.
Oh, please. What fearless thing have you done lately?
Well, I slept in a pile of laundry I wasn't familiar with. Haven't you figured this witch thing out yet?
The magic book?
Unless you're afraid of it now.
Let's see. Fear removal of, see page 113. Before extracting fear, see warning.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hey, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you're the guy who said we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Actually, what I wanted to say was we have nothing to fear but poverty. But my advisors told me I should come up with something a little punchier.
Good line, great delivery.
Thanks. Sabrina, I must tell you that if you use your magic to get rid of your fear, it could cast a shadow on the rest of your life.
Mr. President, have you ever had to read an essay in front of a high school assembly?
Well, no. But I did overcome polio to become the leader of the free world, and I carried this country through the biggest economic crisis in its history. And I faced the forces of totalitarianism in the gravest conflict in recorded time.
But you never had to read an essay in front of a high school assembly.
No.
Well, then you can't really relate to what I'm saying, can you, Mr. President? All right. To activate fear removal, drink a glass of water while open to this page.
Close the book! Close the book!
Geez, Salem, don't be such a scaredy cat. I can't wait for the assembly tomorrow. My essay's gonna rock.
Looks like your fear is gone.
Yeah, you're right! The fear must have been scared out of me. Woohoo!
Stop it! Oh, you know I can't stand this ride. Hold me.
No doubt about it. A clear case of witch snap. It happens to witches' minds when they've been overworked.
Okay, Skipper. You and Gilligan forage for berries while I prepare a coconut souffle.
Why is she acting like that?
Right now she's going through gender snap.
I'm glad you figured that out, Professor. Now maybe you can think of a way to fix the hole in the boat.
The only thing that will cure her is no stress. So make sure that she has nothing on her mind.
Well, if I recall that character correctly, she doesn't.
What's up, Val? Why are you looking at me like that? You don't want to be my friend anymore, do you?
Valerie, are you all right?
No. Sabrina keeps staring at me, and it's making me nervous.
Well, maybe you should see the nurse. I was going to have her check out my hives.
I don't see any hives.
No, I can see the nurse has poisoned you with her lice, too. Come on, Valerie.
Wait a minute, is magic behind this? Come on, Sabrina, don't jump to conclusions.
Attention, everyone. This is Vice Principal Kraft. I have an important announcement to make. I don't want to die!
Okay, time to jump to conclusions.
Of the swingy table. Isn't this fun?
Hilda!
It'll pass. She's just going through the sugar snap phase of witch snap.
I go give the table a hug.
Does Kevorkian do animals?
Unbelievable. Zelda balances his checkbook every month, and I've never seen her in a homicidal rage.
Well, if you feel like killing someone, might I suggest Zelda?
Oh, no. Zelda, your symposium is tonight. If your paper isn't presented, you'll be kicked out of the academy. Do you think you can pull yourself together to give it?
I'm gonna kiss you.
Okay, that would be a no. Hey, Sabrina. Zelda wants you to try to balance that checkbook.
You can't flip set. I tried to overcome my fear by casting a spell, and now there's this weird shadow following people around school.
Oh, no. If you use magic to release your fear, the fear gets loose and preys on mortals. Didn't Millard Fillmore warn you?
Actually, it was FDR, but I blew him off.
FDR? Oh, they've upgraded the magic book.
Excuse me. Aren't we in the midst of a crisis here?
Right. You've got to go back and get everyone in the entire school who's been affected by your fear shadow to come home with you.
Oh, no problem. Right after I end hunger.
No, hurry. The longer the shadow is loose, the greater the fear will grow.
Okay.
When I said crisis, I meant Zelda. She's putting booties at me.
Oh, that is just what my enemies want.
Enemies?
I am surrounded by enemies. People plotting against me behind my back. People who want my assembly to fail.
There's nothing going on behind your back except... Mr. Kraft, when are you going to formally make me Spring Queen?
I know you. You're one of the four horsemen, the one with too much eyeshadow. We should never have stopped school prayer.
Wait, why are you wearing so much makeup? Because what if I'm not made Spring Queen? Then the next thing you know, oh, I'm not going to be Summer Princess or Autumn Empress or Winter Goddess. What if I never win another seasonal beauty pageant again? Wait, you have some lipstick on your teeth.
My eyes have turned into gangrene. Will you cut off my arm?
I have a hacksaw back at my house if we go right now.
No, I can't risk being exposed to sunlight. If you won't help me, then I'll just have to gnaw it off myself.
Harvey!
Don't touch me! You could break a bone.
Well, it's a good thing you stopped me. I was going to put my hand on your shoulder.
I just don't want to get hurt. Football, hockey, track, cards, they're all so dangerous.
Cards?
You ever had a paper cut? Who do you think I am, Evel Knievel?
Attention! I've just been informed that Vermont has declared war on Massachusetts. Luckily, there's a bomb shelter in my house. If we all hurry, we can get there in time. But the most important thing to remember is... Jump out!
Okay, Salem. Since I have to present Zelda's paper for her, you have to help me.
Okay.
The uses of... the hyrazine.
It's pronounced hyrexine.
Zelda, you're back!
It's pronounced hyrexine.
Uh-oh. Zelda, what's your favorite soft drink?
It's pronounced hyrexine.
Great. It's the biggest night of Zelda's scientific career, and she has the verbal skills of a potato.
It's pronounced potato.
I managed to get everyone from school to come home with me.
Great. Now all you have to do is get the shadow through the linen closet and into the other realm.
Well, how do I get it into the house and keep everyone else out?
You know how dogs can smell fear? Well, fear can smell dogs.
Let me in the bomb shelter! Let me! Attack the wild dogs!
Oh, I thought they'd never leave.
Well, I'm glad we took care of that. They can handle my fear in the other realm.
Sabrina, you have to go to the other realm and confront your fear, or it will always haunt you.
Do I have to go alone? Isn't there a group package available? Can you come?
Oh, yeah, like I don't have enough to do. Stop that. Take the quizmaster. He's knowledgeable, resourceful, and he's strong.
I'm gonna need someone strong
if you want to live. So, a paper to give. Oh, I hate being the responsible one.
Once again, no one remembers to feed the cat.
Why is it so dark in here?
Well, your fear shadow has engulfed this whole area. Everything you encounter here will be one of your subconscious fears. It is the forest of your fears.
Really? That's what it's called?
Well, actually, it's called Pine Valley.
Anyway, I just flew in from out of town, and boy, is my broom tired. Okay, so on with the lecture. Okay, it starts with kind of a triangular symbol. And then I guess the scientific term for what comes next would be the thingy. This is hard. I just have to concentrate.
Hilda, what are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, dear.
I'm doing the spider went up the water fountain.
Now, you see that door? You have to make it to that door without turning back.
Is that all? I guess we came to the forest of my fears on an off day. Mrs. Quick!
She's not really Mrs. Quick. She's a symbolic manifestation of your fears.
But Mrs. Quick doesn't scare me.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Because I've talked to several universities and no one will accept you.
You know what? I don't like this game anymore. I'm going home.
Oh, Sabrina, you have to move forward.
You don't know this, but you're not going to do very well on your SATs. No college, no future, Sabrina. I have your fast food uniform right here.
No! No. No, I'll be okay. There's always trade school. I guess I am afraid of not getting into college. Maybe that's my biggest fear. No, it's people jumping out from behind trees.
Sabrina, you're a good friend with a soft heart.
Ooh, I'm shaking. You should be, because a soft heart will only hold you back in the real world. You have to be tough in the real world. You mean you can't just be nice?
Nice guys finish last, Sabrina.
What about Mr. Rogers?
Have you seen his ratings?
And Jimmy Carter and Audrey Hepburn and other nice people? I mean, occasionally nice people do succeed. Had enough. I'm gonna go back to my room and cower.
Sabrina, come on. You're doing okay. You have to be brave that way.
Hilda, why don't you sit here and occupy yourself while I talk to the nice Nobel laureate? Well, you came here to hear me read my paper, so let's get right to it.
Hilda, no!
It's a clown.
Always been afraid of clowns.
Oh, so the way you dress is how you confront your fears?
Are you afraid of being snatched bald-headed? Because that's what's going to happen.
I'm not afraid of clowns. Why are you scaring the quizmaster in the forest of my fears?
I'm not going to waste my scariness on you, freak. Although, as long as I'm here, I may as well remind you that everybody has commented on how you're different.
Hey, I don't care if Sabrina's different.
But she is not just different. I happen to know that she's a witch.
You're a witch. You're a witch. You're a witch.
And I'm proud of being a witch because it means I can do this.
Ah, way to go, Sabrina. Now all you have to do is walk through that door and face your ultimate and final fear.
Great. And if you find my nervous system anywhere around, I'd like it back.
And now, to read from our essay, How Math Applies to Real Life, Sabrina Spellman.
In the beginning, there was the word, but in order to mark when the beginning was, we needed numbers, making math as big a part of life as language, although not quite as big as TV. At first, math seemed so complicated, I was afraid of it, but once I took the time to study, it wasn't scary to me anymore, which proves that knowledge and experience are the best weapons against fear. Thank you.
great speech, Sabrina. Now you can finally face your fear.
Wow, my fear looks just like Steve Allen.
I know what fear is. Believe me, I did live TV.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Wait a minute. Meet. That rhymes with sweet. You gave me an idea for a song. When you beat your feet down the street, all the little boys are true.
He's gone. All right. Fear is out of my life forever.
No, not quite. He's there to remind you that fear is something that will always be a part of you. You just have to be willing to deal with it.
Hey, is Steve Allen going to be on all my clothes now?
Oh, come on, Sabrina. Don't take everything so seriously. Lighten up.
All right, whatever you say.
Well, yeah, we know. I can handle that.
And everyone said they loved my speech, and Mr. Kraft said that it was up there with something Steve Allen would do.
That's nice, dear.
Aunt Zelda, you seem down in the dumps.
Oh, it's nothing. Just my scientific career is now in shambles.
Hey, there's a message from the other realm in the toaster. Get it out so I can make an English muffin.
I don't believe it. Because of the symposium fiasco, I've been given a grant to study abnormal phenomena in already abnormal witches.
Thank you, boys. The songs of Bavaria. We'll never forget them.
Wonderful. She's in the Lawrence Welk snap stage of Witch Snap. This is perfect.
And now a little polka. And a one, and a two, and a three.
I didn't know it until now, but Anne Hilda playing the accordion is my biggest fear.